This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
I forgot that I start the thing and we were just sitting here in complete silence for 10 solid minutes.
Yeah, I hit record and I was just waiting for you to find your moment.
Exactly. Well, a lot of times that is what happens. I just need to get in the right mindset.
Exactly. For... And I learned from experience, it's best not to mess with that process.
Yeah, unless you want to see a man explode. In violence.
You have a temper.
I don't think I do anymore. When do I... fuck is that supposed to mean, Tim? You dumb son of a bitch.
All right. Enough cussing in the first minute. Kids are listening. I assume kids listen to this.
We have to wait until kids go to bed.
Yeah. Tom, kids are listening to hear our award-winning new segment... News Fighters, a weekly segment of Foo Fighters news.
How? Oh, God, we've lost 90% of our listeners if they believe you and don't think that's a bit, which I honestly don't know if it's a bit or if you have some news prepared. Do you think, but along the News Fighters segment lines, do you think like kids that are into Foo Fighters nowadays get beat up?
There are no kids that are into Foo Fighters.
That's what, but I'm sure there are. I'm sure it's the same way like on the playground, you know, some little twerp would be like, oh, I like the Rolling Stones when we were kids.
No, the Rolling Stones were cool when we were kids.
When we were kids.
I would walk around the playground going, stop me up, stop me up, stop me up and never stop.
I would walk around the playground going, your love is strong, but you're too sweet.
Yeah. And then people would be like, is that a Katie Lang song? Like, no, this is Love is Strong off of Voodoo Lounge, the new album from the Rolling Stones.
Right. How are you doing this week, Tim?
Tom, I'm excited. I have a business proposition for you.
Oh, well, I always like to hear a business proposition. I've lost my pants more than once in investing in your businesses, but...
Well, the pants rental business, we should have invested in pants instead of just using our own pants.
Yeah, you should have made people put a deposit down on the pants so we'd make sure we get them back.
Yeah, well, we should have bought pants instead of just raiding our own.
No, it's fine to use our own pants as, you know, that's called bootstrapping.
Yeah, I guess the idea was...
pants strapping.
Pants strap for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Suspendering, I guess they call it.
Yes.
And once we start making a profit, then we invest in all sorts of new fancy pants.
Exactly.
Golden pants, sequined pants.
Yeah.
Striped pants.
Well, we'll see how
red
the,
pants.
We'll see how the sequined pants do first.
Do you remember when our friend Nick in high school, our friend for life, currently to this day, but in high school wore like shiny gold pants to school?
No.
I think it might have been the year after you graduated. Yeah, I think he waited until you graduated.
I was
going to
say, that sounds like...
Are you ready to admit that you were a bully in high school?
No, I'm not ready to admit that, Tim.
Just because you were bullying your friends doesn't mean that it wasn't bullying.
No, Tim, that means it's banter. It's all just, you know, hey, just boys being boys.
Yeah. Tom, this is a serious proposition.
Okay. They were shiny gold pants?
Yeah.
I guess they would have to be. Otherwise, they would just be like...
Yellow pants. Yeah, like nice yellow pants, idiot. Yeah. But now it's like, nice gold pants, idiot.
You get... I have to get a pair of pants hemmed. Soon.
Mm-hmm.
You have a good hemmer that you recommend?
I just generally go to any reputable like cleaners.
Now let me ask you this. Do I have to go in there knowing my in-seam already, or they'll do that?
No, they'll do it. That's what they do.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because I'm like, I could measure my inseam, but I'll probably do it wrong.
You'll definitely do it wrong.
And remember then I'll the put time the you... pants on and I'll scream at them when they're too snug.
Yeah, you don't like when service employees displease you. remember that time you ordered that custom fit Batman costume yourself?
Yeah, that was, no, they fucked that up. They did not, Tim, I know.
Tom, I no know cursing before cursing, news fighters.
But you're bringing up a sore subject and that they didn't do it right. And then instead of fixing it, they offered me, like, I could bring it to a tailor to get it altered and they would reimburse me. It's like, I'm not going to take a Batman suit to a tailor. Do you think that's what Batman does?
I mean, who does it? Alfred?
Alfred, yeah.
So get a butler. Get a butler to raise you and alter your costumes.
Yeah, I'd love to have a butler raise me and alter my costumes.
I'd like to have somebody raising me. I'd like to have somebody responsible for me.
Yeah, I'd like to have somebody raise you right, too.
The more of this bullying. Tom, all right. Here's my legit proposition.
Okay.
And this is something not in the next 6 months, but maybe in the next 1 to 3 years.
All right.
You and I,
mm-hmm.
And our significant others.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody else.
No, I'm not doing a wife swap or whatever.
No, Tom.
You creep.
We move out of New York City, move to a smaller city, become restaurateurs.
Why? None of us have any experience being.
That's why we're not going to do it on the big stage in New York City first.
Yeah, I've heard it's very easy to start a restaurant anywhere but New York City.
I mean, it's harder in New York City. Yeah. The rent's going to be higher.
Right. Hey, if you ask me, the rent's too damn high.
You know, we all laughed at that man.
Yeah, and he was the only one with any decent ideas coming in.
Yeah, he was running for mayor, right?
Yeah.
And his whole platform was the rent is too damn high.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, ha, what a jerk. And meanwhile, being like, man, this rent is really high. It's like my biggest expense.
It's by far my biggest problem living in New York City.
And they were like, what an idiot.
I don't think people called him an idiot. People laughed at, or at least I can speak for myself. I laughed at, but I'm laughing with you, not at you way, because I enjoyed it, that he found a way to pivot every question. And by found a way, it wasn't really finding a way. It was just ignoring the question and saying the rent is too damn high.
Jimmy McMillan. But that's kind of, you know, that's what you got to do when
Hey, I mean, are we talking about anybody else that ran for mayor, 12 years ago still?
Well, the guy who won, yes.
Well, but none of the other people, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he didn't win.
Right. But hey, at least people are talking about him.
Yeah. Jimmy McMillan. You know what? The other problem is, like, if you got a serious message, you know, that's a fun slogan. You can't have a funny slogan and wacky facial hair.
Yeah.
and
wear gloves during. I mean, he was wearing gloves for like a legitimate reason.
What?
I think
drumming? Was he doing some prog rock drumming?
I think he
drumming?
Had been exposed to Agent Orange during Vietnam or something like that. But you know, combined with like funny facial hair, and I think he was also wearing like a 3-piece suit. Like he's wearing a vest. He looked sharp.
He was wearing fashionable clothes for the wrong decade.
He was like dressed fancier than and combined.
Bill de Blasio in his long sleeve suit.
God, don't get me started. I mean, the sleeves need to be long to a certain extent.
I know, but not. They were too long for his body, which make them among the longest sleeves on earth, I think.
Yeah. No, but I think it just the combination of like the unique facial hair and the gloves and being a little more formally dressed than everybody else and having just a slogan that you work into every answer. That's what made him like a meme, essentially.
Yeah. Anyway, we keep the podcast going.
Uh-huh.
So we have this wildly successful business. Right.
Uh-huh.
And then
we do the podcast in the restaurant. That's what brings people in.
You know, they're putting like podcast studios in like all sorts of businesses now. Stop doing that. That's stupid. People can just do it in their homes. It's fine.
Put them in a restaurant.
Put them in what would it be? Wood-fired pizza, probably?
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking about places where they've got like a pianist in the center of the restaurant playing piano. So that's me and you. Riffing,
doing this,
yeah, and this is like jazz to a lot of people.
Exactly, people are loving it.
Yeah,
they're chomping down on some wood fired pizza, and the toppings would be interesting, right? Mm-hmm. We'd have the classics. We could get a margarita pie,
right? But we'd have some toppings where people are like, oh, I wouldn't think those two would go together well.
And then we would be talking. We'd be like, you wouldn't think we'd go together. Two white guys,
two white guys from the same town.
but we figured it out. We're just like the pizza. We're just like the cheese and the sauce.
Yeah. What kind of wacky ingredients are you thinking here?
I don't think
toppings?
We go wacky, Tom.
Oh, not wacky?
No.
I thought you just said wacky. Lord, you said interesting.
Interesting doesn't
so
mean
what's
wacky.
What's interesting?
I don't know. Like you want to be Bernie Sanders. You don't want to be Jimmy McMillan, right?
Okay,
you want to be like, oh, good ideas. A little off the like. This guy's got character.
Yeah, he's got some funny hair.
Yeah. He's not going to be taken seriously by the mainstream at any point, but he'll come close.
Yeah.
Our pizzas, our interesting pizzas. You know,
and now this
they'll
will
fly
all
guys
be
over
on,
from Italy and they'll be like, be on the this sign. Is not right.
Every night when you come to our pizza place, you'll see men from Italy dress us down in the middle of the restaurant about what we're
that
doing
would
with
get
pizza.
Us so much cred. And if we're just like, listen, Giuseppe, we don't care.
Yeah.
Right. That would be part of the podcast. That
yeah.
We're
and then when you say that, he slaps you.
Yeah.
And then I say, hey, you can't slap him. He slaps me.
Yeah. Well, you see. This would be out of character for you because you don't stand up for your friends. If
okay,
your friend is getting bullied,
he slaps you, and then I slap you right after.
Exactly.
I go, yeah, Tim, listen to Giuseppe.
Then you and Giuseppe go back into the kitchen.
Yeah, we go, all right, Giuseppe, let's get back to making the pizzas.
You change all the pizzas. You take all the interesting pizzas off, and it's a rousing success.
Yeah.
Do you think... If we like, let's say we're going to, not a totally small like mm-hmm. Milwaukee. Let's say we went to Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's a pretty small city compared to New York City.
Do you think if gun to our head, mm-hmm. I don't know who's doing it, but somebody's putting
maybe
guns to our
Giuseppe.
Head, and saying like you got to make a wood fired pizzeria.
Maybe
work.
Through Giuseppe we got. Investments from some
people from the old country. I don't want this going there.
From some fellas who have this thing together.
Tom, that's a stereotype. We're not trafficking in that. We are. Look, maybe somebody from the old country has faith in us.
No, some people from the old country are also in the mob, Tim.
There's no such thing as the mafia, Tom. I've been telling you this for years. Do you think we could run a viable restaurant?
No, I don't think so, Tim. First off, neither of us know how to make like wood-fired pizzas.
That's fine. You watch some YouTube videos. I know how to make a good personal pan pizza, Tom.
And neither of us...
It tastes just like Pizza Hut.
Not only do neither of us have any business running a restaurant, neither of us have worked in food at all.
Tom, yeah, okay. This is you need a can-do attitude to make things work. It's your attitude that would sink us before any of our lack of knowledge.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying you're asking.
There's plenty of dumb people with thriving businesses out there,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, there's plenty of smart people with failed businesses.
Name one. Steve Jobs? No, his business is doing better than ever. Tim Cook? He's got $750 million. Bill Gates?
What about Jeffrey Katzenberg?
Tom,
the architect of Quibi.
Tom, if you think Jeffrey Katzenberg didn't somehow make so much money off Quibi,
That's probably true.
Yeah, our business might fail, but if we're smart enough, we'll walk away with our pockets lined.
Yeah, and like
we won't pay any of our. We'll be like our employees. Sorry, guys.
Well, I wasn't thinking about the employees, Tim. I was thinking about stiffing the suppliers. That's where you can really save some money. It's like, well, sorry, we can't pay for this tomato sauce. We don't have any money. We spent it all on flying men from Italy over every night to dress us down in front of the restaurant.
And some really nice microphones.
Yeah.
I'm picturing the podcast studio in the middle of the dining area,
mm-hmm.
kind of resembling the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire set.
Right. So would people not be seated in tables? They would just be seated facing us?
No, the tables would be all around. Okay. I'm just thinking about that. I guess that wouldn't be that expensive. You just need two chairs on a swivel.
Yeah.
But Regis probably sat in a really nice chair.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if it was like an uncomfortable chair that like it looked nice on television.
No, Regis had enough clout to be like, get me a comfortable chair.
Yeah, I want a lazy boy chair to sit in.
I'm out here. This chair's got a hard back.
Yeah, I'm trying to make people millionaires out here. And this is what you sit me in.
Tom, mm-hmm. Real quick, time for News Fighters, our weekly Foo Fighters segment. Foo Fighters news. Should we have a theme song?
I don't think we should do this at all.
Here comes some info. Listen to it.
Good.
Go. Yeah, good. It's better. It's a good punch
listen
up.
Listen to it. Go. Where's it going?
Yeah, the info into your ears.
Okay.
It's News Fighters. news this week. Foo Fighters have...
You were editing this week. You better not have put music in there.
Why not?
Because we don't own the copyrights to any of that music.
It's an original song. We just wrote
no,
it.
No, that's fine. I'm saying don't put any real music in.
It's fine. Dave Grohl's cool. news, Foo Fighters neck of the woods this week.
Gee, Walter Cronkite, you are not.
Foo Fighters.
The president's been shot. I think.
Tom, let's not get into this right now. But whenever we come back from a break in the show, you always go, "I got something to say."
Yeah.
Go, okay, you start.
Mm-hmm.
Inevitably start, and you go, Tim. So nachos, I wanted to talk about nachos.
You're supposed to edit all those uhs out.
Tom, Foo Fighters news this week. The Foo Fighters have announced new tour dates. Check them out at foofighters.com. Tom, I wanted to talk about nachos.
Tim, I'm going to leave that one in where you do that.
Yeah. Tom, this week we're talking about nachos,
mm-hmm.
Criminal offense that we haven't done this yet.
Unbelievable.
Tom, nachos, I'm not sure if you know this, my favorite food.
I you know what? I might not have known that for sure. And I also think you might not be telling the truth, but also I could see that.
Why wouldn't I be telling the truth?
I think you might like pizza more.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I hate pizza.
No, but
Tim, we're going to open this pizza restaurant. That was a test. And now you're telling me you like nachos more than pizza? This is why I don't want to get into business with you.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. But I don't want to be. I don't want to go into business with you if you're going to constantly be testing me with these tricks.
It's hey, look, if you consider that a tough trick to pass, then you have no idea the kinds of tricks I would pull while running a business to test you.
Tom, there is no time to waste. I am
taking
control.
I already told you about flying in these Italian guys every night.
I'm taking control because things could easily go off the rails here. there are a lot of directions we can go here.
Hey, I'm sure. Same thing with nachos.
Exactly. We're going to keep to a format. If you veer off that, I'm going to pull you back.
You're driving the good ship SS Nachos.
Yeah, on a sea of melted cheese.
So it's nachos also in melted cheese?
Yeah. I mean, the ship is made of the chips.
Uh-huh. But then they have cheese on them as well?
No, they're going through the cheese.
Well, then they're not nachos, Tim. They're just chips.
Yeah, it's just the name of the boat.
But then guess what? That was another test, another trick. Because if you were going to tell me that they were nachos and they had cheese on them, I would say, well, that's equivalent to a boat taken on water. And it sounds like that. The good ship SS Nacho is sinking.
Tom, a boat, the exterior of a boat is wet all the time.
But
with
I'm
water.
Saying... But you don't have just nacho.
Not every inch of the chip is covered with nacho cheese.
No, but you put it on top. You don't, you know, if you went to a restaurant, you're like, I'll have some nachos. And they give you a bowl of cheese with a bunch of chips they dropped into the middle. You'd be like, no, the cheese
this
goes on the top of the
to
nachos.
It's Tom, it's a metaphor.
That's what I was telling you. That's a metaphor, and if there's nacho cheese on the chips, then it's the equivalent of a ship taking on water. Why do I keep saying a water taking on ship?
Because you're drunk, Tom. You're drunk and belligerent. You're cursing too early. This is off the rails.
Cursing too early. That's not a thing, Tim. Somebody, Tim, this might blow your mind, but somebody could have started this podcast at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, probably. A new parent with a child.
Yeah. It's like, well, at least I know I can put this on for 15 minutes without hearing the F word.
Exactly. Now their kid's corrupted.
Now their kid's hysterical crying. It won't go back to sleep.
Yeah. It's learned too many things. Tom, do you know who invented nachos?
A guy named Nacho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never knew that. Ignacio.
Yeah.
Or maybe Ignacio.
His
nickname was Nacho, based on the name Ignacio.
Yeah, I didn't know that Nacho. I knew Nacho could be a name, but I didn't know that Nacho was short for Ignacio. Ignacio, I believe, is which makes sense. And then also, it's a crazy, what a weird thing, because I've witnessed people named Nacho be teased for their name because. We associate nachos with, you know, the tortilla,
the delicious dish.
Yeah. And I had no idea that it's like, oh, no, the name has been around way longer than the dish.
Yeah. The dish is based on the name. The nacho cheese is based on.
It's based on the dish, which is based on the name.
Yeah. So, you know, this guy was working in Mexico.
Mm hmm. Close to the Texas border, I believe, right?
The Victory Club in
Coahuila,
Mexico.
It sounds like a place I would hang out at.
Why? Because you're a real winner? What have you ever won in your life? Let me ask you this question. Is there one thing that you've ever won in your life?
I told you about that swimming race I won with a picture of me topless in the newspaper.
Tom,
we have to go to the library and go through the microfiche.
Tom, you've had months to go do that. I don't think you won that swimming contest. How old were you when you claimed to have won this?
17, I think.
I don't think you won this swimming
Hot
contest.
Hot as hell.
Is that why you'd hang out at the Victory Club in Mexico? Some lady named Mamie.
Mm-hmm.
Was there. She was a regular.
Also, I did know that could... Oh, I knew that could be a name, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in 1940. Her name was 1940 when
this
happened.
You don't hear that name often, but it is a name.
Yeah. It'll come back. You'll see a bunch of Brooklyn toddlers named Mamie within the next couple of years.
Yeah.
She was like, I'd like a new snack.
Mm-hmm.
Bring me a snack I've never had before. And Nacho is like, he goes in the back. He sees some fried corn tortillas.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll melt some cheese on this. And guess what?
Well, that's not all he did.
Pickled jalapeno strips as well.
Yeah.
Which, Tom, I don't know if you know this about me.
You're a big pickled jalapenos guy.
It features heavily in the Timbo.
Right.
The sandwich sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Do you think one day people will be like, did you know Timbo is a version of the name Tim?
It's
named after the man who invented
it. The Timbo will be on the menu at Tim and Tom's wood-fired pizza.
Well, that's just going to be confusing if it's all pizzas with interesting ingredients and then a grilled cheese sandwich.
Tom, there's a place not too far from it. It's probably about equidistant between our apartments.
Okay.
Hey, Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Now people know.
Now people can triangulate.
Called Emily.
Uh-huh.
Interesting pizzas.
A place called Emily?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not talking about a woman?
See, it was originally a woman, and they named the restaurant after her.
Oh, I'm learning so much about
names
this
week.
They learned
so many things after people.
Wow. Huh.
Washington Square Park.
Now, who's that named after?
Grover Washington.
Square. It's named after John Square.
Emily Pizza, or Emily.
Uh-huh.
It's primarily a pizza place, but also has what many claim to be the best burger in New York City.
Really?
Yeah.
I've not heard that.
Well, you don't get out much, Tom.
Tim, I had a Shake Shack burger this weekend. It was delicious.
Great.
I haven't had one in a bit.
So yeah, pickled jalapenos, mm-hmm. which is something that I feel like that and pickled red onions are kind of, it's what I've been putting on everything lately, Tom.
Tim, and I remember when you didn't like pickles.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, now look at you.
Tom, the one thing I still don't like
is pickles.
Olives.
Oh, yeah.
And this fall.
Uh-huh. You're going to get into olives.
This fall, I'm going to launch Operation Olive.
All right.
Because I'm sure they're just salty, right?
Yeah,
I love salt.
Yeah.
It's time I grow up and learn to love olives. And that's what I had to do with pickles. I had to make a concerted effort to appreciate them. And now look at this.
I do like, and this is relevant, I like a little sliced black olive on nachos.
Tom.
But just a little, like a little, not a lot.
This is where I'm going to have to introduce the guardrails. Okay. We're not there yet, Tom.
Okay,
this is
going to
be a nacho free-for-all.
Same, but I'm just saying, we're talking about olives, we're talking about nachos.
You know how you get a plate of nachos sometimes and you're just like, this is untenable. Where am I supposed to...
Where do I start here?
Exactly. That's what I don't want this episode to be like.
Okay.
I want this episode to be well composed.
Appropriate if it was more like, you know, sometimes you pull a chip and everything collapses.
No, because that's not a nacho platter that you want.
It might be. Hey, maybe you're letting it all hang out that night.
Gross. All right. He called them nachos special at first.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Well, I tried to call the Timbo special, and
that's
you were like,
true.
Oh, special comes with pickles and fries or something like that.
No, maybe I said that, but I think I was also
you
like,
absolutely said that.
But I was also like, just call it the Timbo. You got to shorten it.
Yeah.
And that's what somebody said to Ignacio
exactly.
at some point.
You're a regular Sean Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am a regular.
Just call it Facebook.
Yeah. Know the Facebook.
Yeah.
And hey, how about this? Napster.
Yeah.
Just as a thing.
Hey, Steel Music.
Hey, Napster's back.
We
didn't talk last week. We did Best Buy and we didn't talk about Napster's deal with Best Buy.
Yeah. Best Buy like bought Napster?
I think so. But I think maybe even before then, they had like some kind of a deal with Napster. Like they pushed Napster hard at Best Buy, the like legal version of Napster.
Well, maybe we should go back in time and talk about it. But right now we're talking about nachos, the world's greatest dish.
Okay. Well, next week, Napster.
What's your favorite food?
What is my favorite food? It might just be pizza. Like if I'm, you know.
Is that why you thought my favorite food was pizza? Because yours is.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, yeah, pizza. I mean, you know what? I really like burritos, but like sometimes I have a burrito that I don't like. Whereas like, you know, that cliche saying like bad pizza is like bad sex. Still pretty good.
Sometimes scary.
Hey, and you should always be wearing protection
when you're eating a pizza.
Yep, that's the way. And
a
by
bib.
That
you mean a bib?
I mean just a napkin across your lap.
I haven't been out to eat at a place with cloth napkins in a long time, Tom.
No, meaning I don't think places even like are doing that right now.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But probably pizza, maybe like macaroni and cheese, maybe ice cream, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Nachos.
I'm not trying to be one of these people that's like, oh, my favorite food's caviar.
Who are those people?
you know, these snobs, you know, Thurston Howell the Third.
Yeah.
Those types.
Lady's name, Mamie.
Yeah. I'm being real. That pizza is probably my favorite food.
Yeah. I just don't. Yeah. You know, the thing about pizza is it's too heavy. What I like about nachos,
mm-hmm.
it's got a lot of elements that are lightening it up, or good nachos.
Right. Well, in nachos, you're also you're in a little more control.
Yeah.
Of how much you're eating.
Well, if you're in a new place, mm-hmm. right, if you're in a restaurant where you haven't had nachos before, you see nachos on the menu.
Yeah.
And you're in the mood for nachos.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I think it should be acceptable for one person to order nachos as their meal.
Yeah.
And I don't think it is currently.
It's not. I think just because it's like a lot of cheese to eat in one sitting.
Yeah. I have something to say. I have so many opinions, Tom.
Well, look who's...
It's a crapshoot, Tom. You're uh-huh. playing Russian roulette because like you don't know what kind of nachos it's going to be.
I was going to say, if I'm at a restaurant and I'm thinking about ordering nachos, the first thing I'm doing is doing a little periscope, a little sneak peek around me to see if anybody else has nachos.
I'll try any nachos. I'm not interested in being like, I'll decide when I see.
But here's the problem.
If I'm in the mood for nachos.
Sometimes you order nachos and they're like embarrassingly huge, you know?
Yeah, but that's when...
But it's also exciting when that happens.
So you don't eat them all, or you eat them all and it's fine.
Yeah. I don't like to waste food like you.
You eat it all.
I eat it all, Tim. Clean Plate Club. That's me, the president. That's why I brag at the Victory Club about it all the time. I'm like, not only did I win first place, check out this plaque I got from the Clean Plate Club. First place in the swimming, that is.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not only a great swimmer. I'm also a huge fucking pig.
Sometimes bring along some of the things I've won in claw machines.
Tom, I'm surprised you haven't bragged about your claw machine prowess after you. Did you post an Instagram of you?
My girlfriend did, Tim.
Yeah.
You want a claw machine. To brag on my behalf.
You know that claw machine is set up so that you win every time, right?
I know.
Okay, all right.
But I still got the prize I wanted, which was Swedish fish. There were a lot of things in there, Starburst and other nonsense, but I wanted Swedish fish, and that's what I got.
Wow. Hey, another feather for your cap at the Victory Club.
Yeah, well, they hoisted me up on their shoulders. That still counts for something, I think.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's talk toppings here.
Okay.
Let's assume that the chips that we're all talking about are corn tortilla chips.
Where they may. Yeah, we're talking about corn tortilla chips, and also, you know, the only original ingredients are cheese and jalapenos. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming like those are, you know, those are basic. Those are included.
Well, I don't know. I don't think pickled jalapenos are on every plate of nachos.
No, and if somebody doesn't like, you know, spicy and they don't want that, sure.
Pickled
jalapenos
don't have to be spicy, Tom. Yeah. Grow up. You know what? You're showing your ignorance.
I'm trying to be nice to people that maybe don't like jalapenos and telling them it's okay. You can still have nachos if you just want to say tortilla chips with melted cheese is what you consider nachos.
I'm sure they're very happy
but
to have your blessing.
Me and you both like jalapenos, pickled or not. Mm-hmm. So
pickled or plain, I'll take them all.
Let's just include take that em- as a base.
All right. So we're assuming chips, but mm-hmm. not like... Look, the chips shouldn't be too thick. They shouldn't be too thin.
They shouldn't fall apart when you're trying to pick up something loaded. But at the same time, it's like...
Let's be reasonable here.
Yeah, because sometimes they're too thick, and it's like, this is ridiculous. I'd like to speak to the manager.
All right, let's talk toppings. I'm going to go...
These are too thick. A Mexican chef should come in here and slap you in front of the whole restaurant.
The thing about... nachos, mm-hmm. even though they were created in Mexico by a Mexican man, mm-hmm. I feel like they were created recently enough.
Yeah.
And were like so instantly, like, nachos are already like a perversion of cuisine, right? So, like, I feel like there's no ownership of like, you're not doing nachos right.
Yeah. And, you know, they were invented in 1940. I don't know if you mentioned the actual year.
I did. But thank you for
I'm just making
reiterating.
Sure. Yeah. So like they haven't been around all that. I mean, I guess that's 80 years. That's a pretty long time. But I'm just saying they're not. I don't, and I think especially because they were created in
Tom,
like
what? Nacho was 45 when he invented them. So there's still time for us to invent a world changing. I mean, I've already done mine. There's more. There's still time for you. When I was 38, I developed a sandwich sensation that swept the nation, the Timbo.
Right.
There is still time for you for the
well,
the
thank
Tomo
you, Tim. I was worried that I wouldn't be able to sleep. My niece used to call me Tomo when she couldn't say Tommy.
Yeah.
And now she can say Tommy, and it kind of it makes me sad a little bit.
And
like
now
when
I
she
call
called
you
me Tomo.
Tomo.
And that's the way she would say it too. For whatever reason, it was always with a like husky voice for her 2-year-old girl. I was going to say, I feel like they're not seen. I feel like other Mexican dishes are so much older than nachos that it's like, yeah, you can, you know, look at something like, I don't know, like an enchilada or whatever and be like, when you do it this way, that's like, no, you shouldn't be using
that. Or
anything,
any Mexican food that we've ever eaten.
Right.
Anybody would be like, this is not actual. It's like any Chinese food we've ever eaten is not what they're eating in China.
But I was going to say
KFC over there.
I was going to say because this is invented in a border town. Mm-hmm. This is kind of already Tex-Mex right from the jump.
And it's just melted cheese and jalapeno strips on chips. Do you think he was messing with Mamie? Just like, here, eat this. You pig.
Wow. I don't know. Maybe. I do always think it's funny. Like, there are so many food and drink inventions where the story is always the same of like somebody came in late, a customer, and they were like, I want this. And they just gave me an idea.
That's what they said about buffalo wings.
Exactly.
Also. Yeah.
And somebody was like, well, I guess, have you ever walked into a place and been like, here's what I want. I want, something to satisfy me, but not too heavy. And I want it to be, spicy, but not too spicy.
Menu?
And,
no, I don't need a menu.
And I don't want it to be anything that's ever been made for anyone else before. I want it to be a completely original invention.
I mean, when's the last time you've been out to dinner at a restaurant with somebody over like 65?
That's true. Yeah, they do order
it's
stuff
just
that
like,
way.
It's just kind of like, yeah, I'm going to have a whole conversation instead of just reading what's on the menu and choosing what I want.
Man, I went to this bookstore the other day. I was on vacation, a little short vacation. And at the bookstore, this woman was buying a book on birding. And the poor, like, old woman that was ringing her up made the mistake of being like, oh, book on birding. And like, oh, boy, that was like, pulling the string on a toy. This woman would not shut up about birding. And the old woman ringing her up was being very obvious, like, uh-huh, yeah, okay. Didn't matter.
Well,
old people like to talk is my point.
Old people, they do like to talk. Tom,
yeah,
I'm going
to somebody's listening to this podcast right now going, yeah, I know.
They're saying you're old?
Yes, they're saying only I'm old.
I mean, you're in a different stage of your life than I am.
Uh-huh, it's true.
Right?
Yeah,
you're over the
decade.
Hill. I'm not yet over the hill.
Right. Yeah.
You're on your way down. I'm still climbing.
Uh-huh. Yep. You've got, I don't know, a whole, what, 7-8 months to keep climbing?
Yeah. I mean, how many do you have?
None, Tim. Those months are behind me.
Yeah. Sad.
It is sad. Thank you.
You're
for
accelerating.
Thank you for noticing.
I can understand.
All right. You were talking about ingredients.
Toppings, Tom.
Toppings, yeah.
All right. I don't want to dwell on this. I've never thought that this is very important, and especially at this stage in my life when I'm not eating meat. How do you feel about meats as a topping for nachos?
I'm not crazy about ground beef as a topping, just because ground beef, I feel like, doesn't...
Too wet?
I mean, not if you cook it right, it won't be too wet, but I feel like it's
too dry.
It could be too dry, but I feel like it's too rotund and it can fall off chips too easily.
Yeah.
Whereas shredded pork or chicken, which is a popular nacho topping, makes a lot more sense to me because it's, it lends itself to staying on the chip better.
Right. I just think that adds a heaviness to the dish.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Often makes it a little too unwieldy.
Yeah, I don't necessarily. I don't need meat on my nachos, and I don't need refried beans or beans in general on my nachos.
If they're gonna be beans, I'd prefer they be refried on the nachos.
That's true.
They adhere
for the same
to the,
reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of too heavy. And a lot of times when I'm having nachos, it's like, I don't necessarily need protein with this. You know, this is
protein and cheese, Tom.
Yeah, this is just for fun.
Getting my cholesterol from the cheese. Thank you very much. All right. What do you think about, all right, we're assuming cheese. Mm-hmm. Sour cream. How you feeling about that?
I love sour cream.
I'm going
that.
In order. Okay. I'm now going in order of importance.
Let me
right?
ask
so
you,
cheese is most important.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you this. If you see nachos on a menu and it doesn't list anything about them and you order the nachos and what comes out is just chips, cheese, and jalapenos, are you upset?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm not upset.
You said no like you were fighting back tears.
I got very... Yeah, I'm shaking. I turned
all
red.
Fine.
No, it's not ideal. I think the worst nachos that you can get. Tom, I was at a hotel recently.
If they've got piss on them or shit.
Yeah, I guess.
We're past the half hour point, so I can say
I know,
those
now
things
now. You can
now.
Use toilet humor. Congratulations. Great.
Well,
we can talk about eating poop now, Tom. Great. Go nuts.
Well, I'm just saying, if you ordered, I'm talking about, would you be upset if it only had cheese and jalapenos? Imagine they're like, here are your nachos. You're like, is that piss and shit
I mean,
on
we're
my nachos?
Assuming there's not human or animal waste on this. All right. Can we just, it's food. It's all edible, normal food.
Great.
Setting the ground rules here.
Hey, I wish more restaurants would do it. That's what our restaurant will. There'll be a sign right outside.
No piss or shit on any of the pizzas.
No, all
or
of
on
our
the
food's edible.
Tip. Yeah.
That's our guarantee.
That might, if we guarantee it, that might get us into trouble. If,
that's our promise, and we'll put promise in quotes.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I was at a hotel this past weekend.
Uh huh.
And what I wanted to do was eat nachos in bed and watch TV.
Right.
So
of course.
I did it.
that's why you drove out of state without your wife to rent a hotel room.
And when ordering them from the bar in the restaurant with the
not room service.
No. With the intention of bringing it up to my room, there was no explanation there, but I was in. I was like, this is what I'm going to.
Yeah.
So like it could, they wound up being fine. They were like middle of the road.
Nachos.
But what they could have been was, you know, the worst nachos you can get are like the round chips that are way too salty.
Yeah.
And then they just
and
come
too
with like
small.
Yeah. And they come with like congealed cheese or just cheese sauce, nacho cheese sauce, and like a too smooth guacamole thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, here's your
it's
nachos.
Like guacamole out of a tube.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in those cases, it's like, just don't put guacamole at all if it's just going to come out of some gross thing.
And sometimes there's sour cream on them. But this wasn't the case. There were some. But that could have been the worst case. Best case scenario nachos, Tom?
Yeah.
Nachos you make yourself. That you're putting care into. Like, whenever, you know, I'm like, all right, it's Super Bowl. I don't care about the Super Bowl. But let's say it's a pandemic and you're trying to make something a little special. Get the chips the exact thickness
so
you want.
So you're saying it's the pandemic, so you don't have to make chips that anyone else will eat.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, you know, there's no pressure
to
satisfy anybody but those in your household, right?
Yeah, I kind of assumed you were already living your life that way based on...
What do you mean?
You know, no need to satisfy anyone else.
I mean, this coming from the most antisocial person on earth. The freaking biggest misanthrope.
More antisocial than the Unabomber?
Yes, probably.
What?
I mean, you hold more hate in your heart, and you're not... he was at least so smart that he went crazy.
Well,
you don't have that excuse.
He at least sent people mail. I don't really do that.
You would be like, they expect me to put a stamp on something, figure out what the
postage is. They expect me to send them a bomb?
Yeah. I assume if you're living with someone... You're compatible enough that you...
I like how earlier you were like, every business has a podcast studio. Just do it in your home. Meanwhile, there's like a fucking Fast and the Furious happening outside my window.
Yeah, well, that'll happen at our pizza restaurant. In Milwaukee, Tom, there's going to be so much street noise.
Yeah, there are a lot of street racing there.
Yeah, maybe we go to Indianapolis...
The Indy 500, Tim?
Oh,
are you
crap.
Crazy?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. What am I thinking?
Our wait staff wouldn't even be able to hear orders.
I'm just saying, you buy the chips you want.
Yeah.
You layer it exactly. You put it in a cast iron. And then you do layers.
Mm-hmm.
You do some refried beans, some cheese, and put some more chips. And then you can control everything. I think that's the ultimate nacho experience.
I'm going to throw a wrench in that idea, Tim, because I think the ultimate nacho experience is when a place does nachos right, but they also make their own tortilla chips.
I've made my own tortilla chips, Tom.
Yeah, but they're probably not that good. You probably make the round ones that are too salty.
What are you, nuts? I don't know how to make them salty. So they stink because they're not salty. I put salt on them after I fry them. The salt never sticks.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I've never made my own tortilla chips.
I get it, Tom. But like, look... The best chip can only elevate a nacho dish.
I disagree
so much.
I think really good chips can carry things 80% of the way.
Even if there's piss and poop on it.
Yeah, maybe. I'd take a very nice chip with piss and shit on it over one of those round salty chips.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I would too.
With the finest ingredients.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Cheese. Mm-hmm. Sour cream.
Yes.
Pro or con?
Yes, absolutely.
Here's...
I'll also say this. I think nachos get a bad rap as far as being not like reheatable.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fine. It's not the same. It's going to be just like a gross congealed mess, but sometimes that's nice.
I think the problem is depending on how many fresh like vegetable ingredients
that's
you're
true,
putting
yeah.
on there.
So yeah,
you're
those
heating
don't
up
well.
You're like heating up cold, like heating up pico de gallo or something.
Yeah,
in the
yeah,
microwave
that's true.
Or in the oven.
Because that's an important part of nachos, that the hot ingredient should be hot and the cold ingredient should be cold.
Exactly. That's why
it's the
best food.
Even still, I will say, look, even reheated nachos are still pretty good.
Definitely.
And usually you're reheating them after like being hungover. From, you know, when you ordered nachos in the first place.
Here's one of Tim's tips when it comes to sour cream and guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
If you're making them at home, don't go crazy trying to distribute it evenly.
Yeah.
You're smart enough to pick up a chip and like make sure the stuff, you know, the cheese and if there are beans, that's all kind of
yeah.
evenly mm-hmm. distributed. So a little bit gets on each chip. You can dip in the dipping stuff.
Yeah.
But what I do with the sour cream, Tom, I put it in a squeeze bottle and.
Yeah. I've gotten some of that squeeze sour cream lately. It's
what do you
great.
Put it on?
Anything. Anything and everything.
Sour cream's good.
Sour cream's very good.
Yeah.
I mean, I've told you recently about how I've gotten into yogurt instead of sour cream.
Tom, friends of the show, Robbie and Colleen taught
yeah.
us that. Yeah.
And like, it is a great alternative and it's still delicious, but sour cream's more delicious.
Nothing beats sour cream in any
yeah.
scenario.
But it is nice. Their point with it was more, you know, the health benefits are nice. It's healthier than sour cream. But their point, which was good, was like, how many times do you make something and you buy a thing of sour cream and you use it for that dish and then it goes bad.
6 months
before.
Later, you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And like you put it off because like scooping it out into the garbage,
ugh,
is, recycling
yeah.
ruins that, right? Because like you can't just throw it in the garbage. You have to scoop out the
yeah.
gross stuff and then rinse
you
out
could
the
just,
container.
You could just burn the whole thing. Just put it all in a mm-hmm. fire.
Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Pico de gallo. Instead of salsa, you don't want any freaking wet ass salsa on your freaking
yeah,
chips.
you want something dryish. You want something
something that'll really pop.
Yeah,
and that's not gonna sog up your chips.
Yeah, because look, you know they've already got everything else going against them. You know it's a race against time before these chips get soggy to begin with. So you know, don't do yourself any or do yourself a favor. And use a drier salsa or a pico de gallo.
Guacamole, we mentioned.
Yes. Guacamole is great. But like I said, don't, you know, if it's going to be some bullshit, then don't put it in there.
Yeah.
Only fresh guacamole.
Also, like, I don't know if you're a fan of this. Some people just like cut up avocado and put it on there.
Yeah, I think that
mash up your damn avocado.
Yeah.
Just make like guacamole doesn't have to be fancy, but mash it up.
Yeah, but I will say I've also had it with just like I'll take cut up avocado over you know a prepackaged guacamole any day of the week.
Mm-hmm. What about the like at the supermarket
mm-hmm.
in the refrigerator case where,
like where they've made it?
Yeah, I mean they haven't made it. They like they didn't make it in the store. It came,
oh, I think sometimes that happens.
Not in my.
Oh, I see.
Though.
You're saying like the prepackaged stuff in the supermarket?
No, no. It comes in like a deli container.
Okay, so they made it in the store.
They didn't make it.
Well, then why is it in a deli container? Who do you think made it?
I don't know. Some other supermarket.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I don't know who you think made it. They made it in the supermarket if it's in one of those kind of containers.
Yes, you're right.
I mean, it's not hard to make. So, like,
why don't you make it yourself? It's not hard to make.
Well, I do rather than buy any
When's
of
the
that
last
stuff.
Time you made guacamole?
My girlfriend makes very good guacamole.
When's the last
so,
time you made guacamole?
Years ago.
All right.
I don't need to
just
now,
snap
Tim.
Your fingers.
And- yeah, and say, hey, babe, make me some guac.
Babe, guac me. Guac me, babe.
Yeah, I mean,
get me a beer while you're up.
Prepackaged guacamole tastes like shit because, like, guacamole goes bad.
It's fine.
Unnaturally. Like, it goes
it's
bad.
Sealed.
Faster
it's in
than,
a sealed container.
But once you get an avocado out of its skin, it just starts browning. I mean, and like, if it's brown, it's also, like, fine for a little
it
while.
It grosses me.
Yeah, like I mean, it's real gross, but.
Refried beans.
We talked about.
Yeah. You can use regular black beans, but it has to be, they have to be like
strain
distributed.
Them, buddy. You better strain
yeah,
them.
Course,
don't put the juice on there.
But they also have
there.
To be like distributed within the cheese before
sometimes,
it melts.
Yeah,
so it
I was going
like,
to say, sometimes.
So it sticks. So it, the
if
cheese,
they're like frozen in cheese,
yeah.
then it's okay. Because then if you're eating, you know, one chip, and it's like, this chip has got like three or four black beans frozen in cheese, then that's great. But I think it's also tricky to pull off.
Pickled jalapeno, of mm-hmm. course. Mm-hmm. Tom, regular jalapeno.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Slice it real thin.
Yeah.
The way you like your olives on it.
Yes. Yeah. Thinner the better.
Cilantro. Are you a soapy cilantro
yeah,
boy?
Yeah, I'm a soapy cilantro boy.
I think all you people are lying.
Oh, I knew you would say that. It's genetics, Tim.
I think y'all are just kind of like, you realize you're being ridiculous. That like, oh, I don't like it
you
so much.
You realize you're being ridiculous, Tim. I wish I liked it. I
all
wish
right,
I
I'm
liked
doing Operation
it.
Operation Olive. I want you to do.
No, I can't, Tim. It's a genetic thing. It tastes like soap to me, and I don't...
Well, get over it. Learn to like it.
Get over it. I can't learn to like soap. It tastes different to me than it does to you.
You know what? You should wash your mouth out with soap the way you've been talking this episode. You should be eating cilantro. I'm going to feed you cilantro.
After this episode?
Yeah, it's going to shove some sprig down your throat.
No, I mean, the fact that cilantro tastes like soap, it sucks because I've had instances where like dishes have had like, because I can deal with a little bit of it, but I've
you don't
somehow
want to be at the point where you're dealing with it. You might as well not eat it at all if it's something that you have to.
No, but it's like
and
if it's like a little bit of it, it's like, oh, okay, I can like get, I can work with this.
You
it's fine.
To just grow up and eat it.
But then sometimes shit has a ton of cilantro, and it's like, oh, I literally can't eat this because it tastes, and that sucks. Because
I'm
don't,
a little, I'm a fancy boy, and I can't.
Tim,
it tastes like soap.
Tim, these other people, me and the rest of these X-Men that have this gene. We're going to come for you, Tim. Hard.
You're going to murder me?
Yeah. You know, once...
Because I like cilantro? Because I'm not
no,
pretending
because you're,
that like,
because
I have
you're
a disability because I don't like...
Now, do you tell Scott Summers, the X-Men Cyclops, that he has a disability? That, oh, he's just faking that his eyes can shoot pure energy beams out.
So what advantage does pretending that cilantro tastes like soap?
It has no advantage. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That like it, I'm not doing it for attention or anything like that. And it's not like, oh, I just don't like it. It's that it doesn't taste the way it tastes to you, to me.
I don't think you know that. You don't know how it tastes.
Well,
to
then
me.
You
it
like,
tastes like soap
then you
and
like
I like it.
So I could see that. You're fucking weird.
Tom, have you ever tried this on your
chalk?
Nachos?
What?
Squeeze a lime.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Brighten things up with a little acidity.
Yeah, absolutely, sure.
Tom, here are the get out of town. This is the get out of town list for me.
Okay.
Number one, olives. Talk to me in November.
Right.
After Operation Olive.
You might be singing a different tune.
Yeah, exactly. Number two, I saw this a lot online. Bacon.
Yeah, give it a rest. Yeah.
Number three, anything that tries to make it healthy when they're just like, oh, you know, you could put broccoli on it. You could put anything on anything. That doesn't mean that it makes it good.
Yeah, I could mix up some broccoli with the heroin I'm doing, but it doesn't mean it makes the whole endeavor healthy.
Yeah, I like broccoli.
Yeah, I like heroin.
Also, how do you feel about nachos on making like Irish nachos, fries or tots with all the stuff?
Oh, I think that's nice too.
Too wet, too soggy.
Well,
you got to eat it with a if you have to eat it with a fork.
Well, I'm saying ones that you don't have to. I mean, everybody can do those different too. You can have some real nice crispy fries or crispy tater tots.
Maybe if they're the waffle fries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Right.
But you can do it without that. But also, it's like, you know what? You're substituting one of the two ingredients that defines nachos.
Yeah.
Like, that's a different thing.
And, like,
that's cheese fries.
That's treading dangerously close to those, like, KFC bowls where it's just like, we put everything on top of mashed potatoes, right? Where it's just like, yeah, that's gross.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want anything like too potato-y. The chips serve as a means of getting cheese into your mouth.
All right. Finally.
Oh, I think you skipped. Go and then I'll say mine.
I just want to talk about the cheese. I didn't want to dwell on this.
Oh, you were done talking about toppings?
Yeah, let's hear some of your toppings.
Well, here's one of my favorite. Some nice scallions or green onions.
Oh, my God, yeah. That was number... I skipped over that. It's number four on my list.
Yeah, Tim, you don't have to lie about things.
I love... Tom, CSA this week? I got scallions that were this long.
Tim, we used to get scallions from CSA, and then my girlfriend would put them in water afterwards.
Oh, yeah, they sprout again.
We had too many scallions. We didn't know what to do with them.
Tom,
I thought they were going to kill me.
I had to ask my wife to stop putting the scallions in the water in the windowsill. It's like,
it's free food, though.
I know. Well, then we're going to have to either... We're going to do that, or we're going to cancel our CSA membership because, like, there's too many scallions in our home at any given time.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I think scallions, again, I have cheese, sour cream, pico de gallo. Scallions is number four on my list.
Which also is why I think cilantro, like, get out of here. You got a nice green, you know, herb type thing on there.
It's very different, but I get it. You know, want to pretend that it tastes like soap or whatever.
And I saw on the thing I was looking at, they suggested they had onions as a potential topping. Do green onions. You want something light. You want light ingredients that aren't going to load things down. I love onions. We've got on the record. We're both onion boys.
Pro onion.
But, you know, like chopped onions on there. Again, I think it adds to the wetness.
You know what? You know what I would recommend doing?
What?
Here's my right. You get a cast iron pan.
Mm-hmm.
Put a layer of chips.
Mm-hmm.
You put some refried beans to try to distribute
even it.
You put some cheese. I recommend Monterey Jack, Pepper Jack, cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not any Velveeta. I'm not a huge fan of that.
Yeah.
I get it. It's fine.
I like it for other things.
Some chopped white onions there.
Okay.
And then when you do another layer of that, or another two layers of all of that.
Uh-huh. Oh, chips, and it like beans, kind of infuses cheese, the whole thing.
And then you cook that, and the onions cook down a little bit.
Yeah.
It's nice. Mm-hmm. They're not like raw and like super.
Yeah.
Like when you have raw onion on something and you bite into it, you're just kind of like, bah, that's a little too much.
Yeah,
there.
Like on a hot dog or something.
Yeah, but if you heat it up with the hot ingredients, I think you're in good.
And to be clear, I like raw onions on some things, but it does overpower other flavors. This list I saw, they also had garlic, which I think along your lines, if you like kind of spread it out.
Yeah. Put it in the guacamole is what I said.
Oh, absolutely.
Put it in the refried beans. You know, there's plenty of room for garlic too. Within.
Yeah. Tomatoes, diced tomatoes.
Yeah. I mean, same thing as pico, I think.
Like same a realm. Little's okay.
Yeah.
As like a nice little flourish maybe, but not drain a lot.
Them. I don't want them super wet.
Don't get them wet. Yeah. And then this place, I hope you'll agree with me. This place also suggested ranch dressing.
Are you anti-ranch?
Here's my position on ranch. Ranch dressing is for putting on things that you wouldn't want to eat otherwise. But if something's already good, don't put ranch dressing on it. It's unnecessary.
I mean, it serves the same purpose. Like ranch and sour cream would be a silly proposition.
But I'm saying like I like using ranch. I like chips with ranch. I mean, I guess chips are good without ranch. But like I don't do this usually, but times where I've had pizza crust that I could dip in ranch, that's very nice.
Pizza's your favorite food, but you don't eat the crust.
No, I will eat the crust.
I mean, but if there's some have been times, at least when we were roommates, you would not eat the crust.
Well, I've grown up a lot since then, Tim.
All right.
But if there's like some ranch.
Now that you're over the hill.
If there's some ranch dressing to dip that crust in.
Yeah, wet that crust up somehow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there you go. There's another point. Ranch dressing is all wet.
Yeah.
You're adding too much wetness. And what do you classify as loaded nachos if you see that on a menu?
I think that is a good sign that it's not just going to be the sad.
It's not going to be bullshit.
It's not going to be, well, either melt a little bit of gross cheese congealed or some cheese sauce, the guacamole sauce.
And,
you know, like this is just like, oh, we're going to throw in the kitchen sink here. You might get carrots on it.
Oh, really?
You ever been to like an authentic Mexican restaurant? This place near me does it real good. Mm-hmm. But like anytime you get like anything vegetarian, there's some carrots in it.
No, I've never.
It works surprisingly well. Huh. Okay. Carrots on nachos, not as rare as you would think.
I've never seen it. So I think it's pretty rare. nachos. Hey, what can't they do?
Well, I want to eat nachos.
Oh, I was going to say, I feel like what loaded nachos on a menu communicates to me is you're going to get more toppings than chips here. Like, you're going to be able, each chip, you're going to be able to go hog wild without a care.
Tom, my thing is this. Every place that sells nachos, the good nachos, should also bring out a bowl of just plain chips.
Oh, I love when they do that. Or I love when you can ask and it's not a problem.
Because like, there's going to be some soggy chips. That's fine. There's going to be, like, you don't want to have to, like, you know, especially when you're sharing with the table, you don't want it to be doing all this math about, like, well, if I take this chip,
is
then
everybody going
to
hate me?
Nobody's going to be able to grab this. You're not going to have anything to, and like.
Well, and also this, sometimes while eating nachos, I like to have a dry chip just to remind me, just get me back to baseline for a minute.
Palate cleanser.
Yeah. Just to remind me of how good I have it.
Just to be like, this sucks.
It keeps me honest. If you like the show, you can check out more at tcgte.com. Hey, we got a big old live show coming up. tcgte.com/live, where you can get tickets. And if you're saying, oh, it's in New York City. And now that I've said that, if you're saying to yourself, well, I don't live in New York City, shithead. Well, guess what, you son of a bitch? You can buy what? They called me a shithead first.
I'm going to cut up so much cilantro while you're doing these plugs.
You can get a live stream ticket. And watch it live or on replay. TCGT.com/live that October 5th.
That was the most impenetrable caveat. Plug for a live show ever.
We have a live show.
Everybody shitheads, I think.
No, they called me a shithead. I called them a bastard in return. Or son of a bitch. TCGT.com. How about this, Tim? We have a live show coming up. Caveat in New York City on October 5th. Tickets are on sale now at tcgt.com/live. Also, live streaming tickets are available. And if you're a Patreon member, check Patreon because you get a little discount. I'm not going to say the code here because then some of you sneaky sneaks are going to use it.
Speaking of Patreon, hey, become a patron. You can get discounts on our live shows and live streams. And you also get a weekly podcast, Books the Podcast, and a lot of other fun stuff. Also, there's like hundreds of episodes now.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's a huge, there's
somebody pointed that out on our subreddit, tcgt or reddit.com/tcgt, that there's like over 300 back episodes now. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, so go there and become a patron, support us. We really appreciate it. And we do a show that's as long as this or longer every week.
Yeah. Books the Podcast. This week we're finishing up. Tim has just read the novelization of Junior. I've just watched the motion picture of Junior to see how it stacks up against the novelization of it.
And then there's going to be a poll for the next book. Yeah. We're going to do, it's going to be Michael Crichton month.
Yeah. Crichton-tember. Or Tober. Tember. Crichton-tember. Michael Tember. Michael September. September Michael.
Trying to think of puns. I can't. We'll workshop it. Tom, you know what that just reminded me of?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost freaking Halloween month here on the Complete Guide to Everything.
Tim, you didn't start noticing how scared I am all the time?
You have been just very easily startled. there's Discord. Go to the Discord. And if you're a patron, you get access to a secret Discord channel.
Yeah, where people swap all kinds of things.
Spit.
Hey, that's their business. Tim, what do you think about this? This is my nacho idea. Maybe we can have this at a restaurant. And I'm shocked nobody does this. What about having some personalized nachos? Not personalized, but like individual chips that have been topped in a sufficient way. They're all put out on like a rack, and somebody goes along like an assembly line, puts the proper amount of each ingredient on them.
Tom, you dumb fuck. I was going to bring this up. There's a place in Williamsburg that does this.
Really?
Yeah. Ordered a plate of nachos. I forget what it's called.
Is there a place in Milwaukee that does it? That's all I need to know.
Unbeknownst to me and a few other people that were out, we ordered the nachos.
Uh-huh.
Every chip, house-made chip, Tom.
Oh, wow.
So
all
it's
right.
Very structurally.
Yeah, they were building it to order.
And every chip had a little bit of cheese, a little bit of beans, a little bit of sour cream. Everything was built on the chip.
All right.
It's great. Sorry for calling you a dumb fuck. It's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, you called me a dumb fuck because I didn't know about it. And I admitted I don't.
No,
maybe there
said,
is a point.
No, you didn't say no. You said, I can't believe nobody did this. I saw, Tom, what was the article today? Oh, you've been cutting your English muffins all wrong your whole life.
You dumb, stupid.
That was the headline. You've been cutting your English muffins wrong for your entire life or something.
Okay. And what's the right way to cut them?
Yeah. Split them with a fork. Guess what? On the package, it says fork split English muffins. Yeah. They're like, you've been cutting them with a knife. No, I haven't. I'm taking a fork and splitting them open. They're like, you know, you should take a fork and
split
it open.
Wait, why does that? What difference does that even make?
There's more nooks and crannies that way or something.
You know what? As far as I'm concerned, there's plenty of nooks and crannies in those things.
Well, have you been cutting them with a knife?
With a butter knife, but like not even all the way. Like I cut them a little bit.
Think about this. Also, when you split them with a fork,
yeah,
it like rips it apart. So
yeah,
like,
I mean,
when you
I
cut it with a
do
knife,
that anyway. I like use a knife to get me started, and all then
right.
I pull
well,
it apart.
Anyway,
and also
anyway,
the New English
I've
muffins.
I've been doing it wrong the whole time. I've been doing it right the whole time. Stop telling me, oh, you never noticed this about Home Alone. I fucking did notice.
You can't bring up every week that you notice that they throw the tickets out in Home Alone.
Well, stop telling me that.
But
I
also
never noticed
the English
this.
Muffins, like nowadays, they've got a little sticker on them that says now easier to split.
Yeah.
Took them long enough. Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, just nobody reads the instructions these days. That's what pisses me off.
These aren't even instructions. There's a sticker on it. I read every sticker on food.
Yeah. Buffalo flavor. Hey, count me in.
Exactly. That's usually where the best information's stored.
All right. We're getting too worked up. We gotta cut this off.
we gotta both go take a cold shower.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.